Welcome in to this edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast. Thank you for listening. I am Billy Embody, happy to be joined by one of LSU's new commitments from over the summer, 2023 Buford, Georgia offensive lineman, Paul Mbenga. Paul, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. Thank you for having me on the podcast today.
Of course, of course. Well, thank you for the time. I know you're getting geared up with fall camp and getting into the swing of things. How's fall camp going for you guys so far?
It's going great. It's going great. We definitely have a lot to improve on in order to be at the best of our performance and everything. But everything's going great so far. We're improving it day at a time.
You guys are one of the powerhouses in Georgia. You know, you mentioned to me, you know, you're still, you know, continuing to kind of develop in this position. You haven't been playing football that long. But how much does it help you playing at a program like Buford, where you know, you're playing with some of the top talent in Georgia and you're facing some of the top talent?
I mean, it's definitely a lot. I mean, like you say, I face a bunch of talent every single day, and being able to go against people like King Edwards, Edrick Houston, and everything, that's definitely given me a lot to see, especially going to the next level. That's the type of people I'll be facing off against. So being able to improve every single day, being able to adjust into things that I know I can still be able to accomplish, especially coming up this upcoming season, is definitely one of the greatest things about being a Buford. And overall, just how competitive it is every single day. I mean, everybody's going to give you 100%, and you got to give 100% to them as well.
And how did you get into playing football? I know you got a little bit of a soccer background. What's been that journey like for you?
Well, it was a really different transition for me. After talking to Coach Abb, who was starting his first year as a head coach at Buford, and a couple of my teammates back then who told me to give it a shot, that's when I started. And of course, when you first start something, you really don't like it, especially if you don't understand. That was the case for me. I didn't understand anything about the sport or anything of the sort, but I just went with the flow and the motion. But after a couple months or so, I was able to figure out really what they wanted me to be, and just start to take my role a little bit into consideration.
How much more comfortable are you from that moment to now, entering your senior year? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of night and day almost.
Yes, I'm a lot more comfortable than back then. I mean, being able to actually see myself going to the game, being able to see really that I have, you know, the talent to play this game, that was really one of the boosters for me. And I mean, it just came at the right moment. And now going to my senior season, really looking forward to that. Definitely seeing that I've improved a lot, and being able to give that 100% against everybody that I go against with is definitely one thing that's, you know, driving me every single day, being able to face up against those people that really give me really the shine, to be honest, the excitement and all that. So that's definitely one thing I really enjoy, and definitely makes a big difference from back then to now, being able to stand my home into the game.
Do you have any funny stories from when you first started playing? I mean, things that you look back on now and you say, wow, I can't believe I did that, whether it was, you know, not understanding the game, like you said, or just kind of any moments where your teammates were like, really, man, what are you doing out there?
Yes, that was actually my first day of we had field work my freshman year. After lifting and everything, we went to the field, and they separated the linemen with the skill guys and everything. So when we was doing fundamental work, I really didn't know what I was doing and everything. So we used the sled. And since I didn't really know how to use that, I ended up actually going for a hit and then slip off and hit my head in the middle of the sled. And everybody was like, how does that even happen? So from that, every time I look back to that day, I was like, it's impossible. Now I just hit the sled like it's just normal to me. But back then, I really didn't know how to function, the footwork and all that. So I just ended up doing whatever out there.
Well, like I said, it's something you can definitely look back and laugh on now, because, you know, you're headed off to LSU. You know, made that decision over the summer. When did you know that, you know, obviously you start picking up these offers and things like that, but when did you know you could, you know, get to that level where you had your choice of LSU and Michigan and all sorts of other programs?
Oh, well, like, I mean, I really didn't believe, like you said, I really didn't believe I was able to get to that level and everything. But, I mean, it all started off September 17th last season when I got my first offer. That's when I actually realized that it was possible for me to get there. And all I had to do was work hard and, you know, and everything will work itself out. And throughout that process, I've seen school come in and offer me and all that. So that was definitely one thing. I mean, to this day, I'm still in shock with thinking about a kid that literally didn't know anything about the sport 2 years ago and now has national, you know, attention from everybody to this day. So that's definitely one thing that shocked me. But after, you know, seeing all that and proving every single week that I'm actually able to get there by playing the game best as I could, producing films out there on the field and being able to send out the college and getting their impression back was definitely one thing that told me that, yes, I do have the talent and I'll be able to play at the next level. So that's definitely one of the switch that I had in the middle of the season. And that's when I realized, yes, this is something I can really pursue at the next level.
When you started diving into the recruiting process, what was it like? Because, you know, you're new to football. I'm sure there's still things here and there that you're still learning about how, you know, this kind of works in general. How did you kind of prioritize what you wanted in a college? And did you notice if it was kind of different than maybe some of your friends out there were, you know, dealing with the process?
Yes. Like you say, I didn't know anything about anything that was happening back then as far as recruiting the game in general. So going to that process, I'm super thankful I had the support of the Buford coaching staff who told me everything I needed to. But to a certain degree, I had to make some decisions based on what I thought was best for me. And going to that recruiting process, I mainly prioritized academic. My connection once I get to on campus and see what they had to offer me since I want to be a physical therapist. And it's more so nowadays, it's more so about who you know into the program than what you know. So when I put all that together, I was able to come out with LSU. The family feel out there was amazing. Brian Davis over there was doing a great job being a teacher, not just a coach, a teacher about life. And that's one thing that really took me away, being able to see that. I mean, there's still people that really care about who you are at the next level and not just what you can give them. So that's one of the things that got me into making LSU where I wanted to go to. And definitely the resources they gave me to be able to learn from different physical therapists at different level from pro to college. So those are one of the things that really caught me in and made me to get my final decision on going to LSU.
You mentioned Brad Davis. What was the big, you know, thing that really connected you with him so quickly in the process? Because, you know, it just seems like you guys really bonded.
Yes. His honesty. When he first offered me, he was like, he's not into the recruiting process or anything of the sort, but what he's into is building relationships with his players. And going to my official visit, I had my own official visit at spring practice, I was able to see that. He really bound with the players, not only on the football standpoint or academic standpoint, but about life. He really has everything planned out for you. So even if you're not able to make it to the league, you know really what it's like to be a man, what's like to make decision, not only for yourself, but for the people who care about you and the people you care about. So that's one of the things that really got me connected with him, because to a certain degree, he understood that I'm still a young kid trying to figure out my way into life. Now that I'm going to, after this season, I'm going to college. He understood that about me, and all he wanted is to help me to be a better person on and off the field, being able to make right decisions when the time is given to me. And when, you know, everything seems to be left out to me, I know that I have the right tools to be able to make those decisions when it comes down to it.
And, you know, Brian Kelly, how much did he play a role in this, you know, in your recruitment and, you know, especially talking with him on your official visit?
He played a great role. I mean, he's been known to be for recruiting us. He's been having a great relationship with everybody that has been recruiting. And even a perfect example, Jake Pope, who had Notre Dame in his top five, told me about him. He told me that he's a great coach to play with, and at the end of the day, great man to learn from. So play a bigger role into I wanted to go there.
Now that you're into this class, have you built any, relationships with the guys that are going to be your future teammates or, anything like that?
Yes, I've been texting with. We actually got a group chat of all the commits, and that's what we've been texting and everything. I mean, it's a great relationship I've been building with them. I mean, it's impressive that we have a kid like JoJo, who's a 24, committed there, and he's treated us like family and can't wait to be with us. So it's really impressive how much of a bond we've created this past couple months, and being able to be a part of that class is really something amazing.
There is a little bit of Georgia flavor in this recruiting class. You've got Michael Dougherty, you've got Whit Weeks, you mentioned JoJo Stone, who's in the class of 2024, Darren Reed. What's that Georgia bond you got? You guys, kind of connect a little bit more because you guys, play your high school ball in Georgia?
Yes, I would say, I definitely would say that. And there's also one person that plays a key role into it is Bobby, as one of the assistant recruiting at LSU. He was previously at Georgia, and being able to talk with us and connect with us, and once he moved to LSU, that kind of made us feel like it's definitely a home for us. But having somebody like him being our role model over there and just being able to help us out at any given time definitely play a big role with it. And like you say, playing high school ball with those guys and having connections with them every single Friday night is definitely also one of the part why we all decided to go over there.
And give us a little bit of background on the class, as far as the guys off the field. Who's the funniest one in the group chat? Who's the, kind of the one of the leaders that you kind of look to? What's kind of some of the superlatives, if you will, about the class so far that you notice?
It's funny. Everybody out there just brings the energy. Everybody on the group chat brings the energy, and they're all competitive. I'll say Michael is the one who's really competitive about everybody, just because he still feel like he has something to prove to everybody. But I mean, everybody is happy to talk to each other. We really enjoy each other's company, and we really trying to be able to keep this bond until once we get on campus as freshmen, and then from there on until we finish our career at LSU.
Have you been to LSU for a game before? I didn't know if in the past you were able to make it over there, or is that something that's kind of on your to-do list this fall?
Yes, it's definitely on my to-do list this fall. I actually wasn't able to make it to any of last season, but I mean, from what I've heard, it's really a great atmosphere to be in. It's definitely something I'm looking forward to. And I mean, everywhere I went and every time I told people I'm committed to LSU, they told me the games out there was crazy. And I'm definitely have to go give it a shot and definitely experience that myself.
Let's go back to that decision because I remember we caught up right after your official and, I said, all right, well, where do things stand? How's it looking for you? And you said, Michigan still has a, lead and all that. And, I'm trying to make my decision in July, but you said LSU gave you a ton to think about and you've got a tough decision and it ends up being LSU. What were those next couple weeks like going through that process and trying to weigh pros and cons and what ultimately kind of pushed you over the top with LSU?
I mean, like you say, Michigan had the lead. I mean, it was really close towards the end. But looking into the pros and cons and where I wanted personally to be at, LSU came up literally at the last minute. Being especially after it all lined up after my official visit, being able to see what they had to offer on and off the field. The opportunity they gave me on the field, especially with Coach Brad Davis, and how much he needs this online class to really come up and step up this after my senior year and all. That's definitely one thing that played a bigger role into why I made that decision there. And overall, just the people, the culture at LSU was amazing. Everybody really braves LSU football. And when you go to a place like that, it's never a wrong choice, never at all. So that's like my final decision came down literally a day before that Thursday, before I committed. I called Michigan and I told them that my decision has been made. I was going to LSU, and it was tough. It was tough just because knowing that Michigan has been one of the schools that recruited me a long time. Literally, it was one of the first 10 schools to offer me and build a great relationship with them. But I did what was best for me, and I truly believe that LSU is the place for me.
And, now that you're committed, I mean, is it just like, are you recruiting for LSU? Are you trying to, I know that you guys just got Tyree Adams on board. Are you trying to hit up guys, or do you kind of let them make their own decision and things like that?
Well, I'm recruiting to a certain extent, but I also know not even that LSU is not for everybody. It's if you feel like this is a place for you, then you'll come to it. Nothing will be forced upon you. But I also do my little recruiting and talk to people and all that. But at the end of the day, we not gonna be the one making the choice for you. You have to see what's best for you and what's fit for you. And that's one thing I keep in mind, even though I'm doing my recruiting. I know that everybody is not meant to be at the same place, and everybody has different goal and aspiration. So that's how I go about it.
So tell us a little bit about yourself away from the field. What do you like to do? Do you still play some other sports here or there? Do you play video games? Do you have anything you like to just really do in your free time, if you have any these days?
Yes, like all football players, our free time, we like to sleep. But aside from that, I've gotten to learning golf, learn how to play the guitar, and truly just being able to read more and being able to comprehend a little bit more. So those are the things I like to do off the field and whenever I got my spare time to do so.
What are you kind of focused on in terms of your major, at least going into college? What do you want to do? I think you mentioned physical therapy when you were talking earlier.
Yes, physical therapy. My undergrad will be in exercise, sports, and science. And from there on, after my undergrad, I can go into a PT school and finish the rest of it and have a master. So that's the plan.
That's awesome. And so, if football doesn't work out, you don't go to the NFL, you can, be at LSU as a trainer, or working on the guys and things like that.
Yes, I mean, LSU is really a place where physical therapy is great, and being able to given the chance to do that would definitely be amazing. Know that I played at LSU and now I get to still be a part of that and help the players and being able to guide them as well. So that's definitely going to be something cool if it were to happen.
What do you need to do, in terms of, if you do want to reach the NFL, for example? What are some of the things you're focused on this year at improving? And then at the next level, what do you want to continue to work on?
This upcoming season, I'm really going to focus on my pass protection game. Knowing Buford, we do run the ball a lot. That doesn't include that we do not throw, but we are known to run the ball to impose our will against everybody else. And I just feel like personally, that's a part of my game I haven't really touched as much as I should, just because I mean the system I've been into is only running the ball. But I've definitely done a great job with it this off season, working on how to defend, I guess, certain moves that it's going to use against me, and just different situation I'm put in. So that's one part of my game I still work on to this day, and I know that if I keep it up and having a balance of both at the next level of college, then I'll be able to get to the NFL and just have a great career based on just focusing on fundamentals, which is the key. Everywhere you go, fundamentals is the key to everything.
Well, very good. Well, we're excited to see you develop as a senior and then on to LSU. Here's to hoping that we can go come catch you and Buford play Grayson in the playoffs, and we can have a showdown. Some bragging rights between you guys.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to that as well. I mean, Michael is my man, but when it comes down to it, I might just show him a little bit what Buford is all about.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully it happens. If it does, we'll be there live in person to see it. Paul, we appreciate all your time you gave us today. It was a blast catching up with you, and let's do it again soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks to Paul Mbenga for joining us on the Bengal Tiger podcast. We appreciate all you guys listening out there. Feel free to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and also hit up Paul on Twitter. You can find him at Paul_Mbenga 458 on Twitter. So appreciate Paul joining us on the Bengal Tiger podcast, and we'll catch you guys all next time. Thanks for listening.